Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Brandon Baldwin. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Thank you for listening today. We hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information on your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, we'd love to answer your questions, so please send them in to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, and we will answer them on next Saturday's show. How's Mr. Baldwin doing today?
Doing pretty good, Peter.
Now, we're a week behind, so we apologize to our listeners. Last week, we had to play a tape show. Mr. Gilbert, I don't know why, has decided to take 2 weeks holidays. And we were short-staffed last week, so we couldn't do the show. But we got to go back a little bit to our golfing day at Big Brothers. Big Brothers, Big Sister. I'm forgetting. I got so many golf tournaments, I don't know which one. Yep. But it was Big Brothers, Big Sisters at the St. Thomas Golf and Country Club. And we could go hole by hole, but...
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't our best day at golf, so I can see why you tried to forget it.
Yeah, it wasn't. Mr. Gilbert hit into the parking lot the last time we were there, and I almost hit into the parking lot this time. Thank God for huge pine trees that stopped my ball. But so it wasn't our best day. I think we shot -4, but -17 won it. But it was a really fun day. It was good to raise some money for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. They had a full field, which was nice to see. It was a sunny day. Mm-hmm. Wasn't too hot. Nope. Our captain let us down.
Yeah, a little disappointed in Luke, but he tried.
Yeah, he was a little shocked when I said, "You're the captain." He calmed down after a few holes and started to relax and have fun. And
same with Jim.
So, so we appreciate everybody, yourself and Luke and Jim Westover, for coming out and being part of that and enjoying it. Should mention, get your Breyer tickets. They're going fast. I got a ticket report this week, and they're going very well. The street curling is going to make an appearance at Western Fair. So make sure, I think it's in the Agriplex in the community area. We're going to be in the Tourism London booth, and we will have the street curling there. And it will be manned by Breyer volunteers, but some of the Peter Inch and Associates staff will be there on and off, depending. If we aren't working too hard those days, we'll stop in and help out and assist with our street curling. We're getting pretty good at it. And then it's going to be at the Ilderton Fair. And then it will probably take a rest until the Breyer. When the Breyer comes, it will be set up in the patch there. But so make sure you get out and give that a try, so that you can see how much fun it is and why you should be curling. Mr. Gilbert's not here, so I could say we've got 624 people following us on Facebook. And that's up too. So we thank everybody who's following us. And there's a lot of good information there on maintenances. We put a video up on a central air maintenance that we did that was completely covered. And how often do you see that when you're out there?
More than you think, to be honest. And even if it's maintained annually, I've noticed this year, especially the pollen in the air, just the outdoor unit, the coil and that unit, it just has been dirtier than I've been finding throughout the years. So even though you think you're doing it annually, it doesn't even hurt to just check it throughout the season just to make sure, you know, there isn't a buildup at the end of the season. So,
and both of those were related to me, so I gave them quite a hard time about not listening to the radio show and hearing us say you need to wash that down if they have those decorative covers that are over the coil. That, you know, you really need someone to come out and perform a maintenance on it.
Right, and it's huge, right? Like, you lose a lot of efficiency, and then you just put that extra stress on that system that you don't need to do.
Which will shorten the life expectancy of that unit?
It sure does, It takes it from, 10 to 15, and, if it runs at a higher pressure, the whole system will run at a higher pressure, and you're more likely to have a leak in the system, which is the worst thing you could have happen.
Yeah. And we're seeing a lot of those, the coils, the what I call the A coils in your above your furnace, mm-hmm. don't seem to be able to take that high pressure.
They don't like it, and then just trying to get their efficiencies, they've made those coils so thin that it's, you know, they're prone to leaking. So just keeping that outdoor unit clean, the coil clean, keeps those pressures down and filters changed inside. It's the little things that go a long way.
So, you know, even we may be winding down. I mean, it was 10 degrees this week on, yep. in the mornings. It's been nice mm-hmm. to wake up. My dog's loving it, the yep. long hair. But, you know, we're coming to the end, but that doesn't mean forget about the air conditioner. If you haven't had it maintained, mm-hmm. it's a great time to get your furnace and your air conditioner maintained at the right time.
Yep.
So, definitely look at that. Well, we're going to jump into some questions. One is a customer has asked, what is a heat exchanger? I was told mine is on its last legs.
Okay, so your heat exchanger is where the flue gases, so your products of combustion from the natural gas or propane burning, that heat exchanger separates those gases from the air supplied throughout your house. So it exchanges the heat from those from that flame, and then your air will go around that and then throughout the house. So rust, corrosion, there's crimps. So anytime after 10 years, that's when, you know, or even before I've seen, that's where one of our most important checks on a maintenance is checking that heat exchanger and the condition of that heat exchanger. It could be a spider web, it could be dust or dirt just throwing off that flame a little bit. And again, maintenance is huge because it could be something little like a spider web, and instead of your heat exchanger lasting 15 years because of that flame impingement, could last, you know, 5 years and slowly decrease the life of that heat exchanger. So safety is a huge thing, because if it cracks or leaks, now you have that products of combustion, which is carbon monoxide, into the house.
Now, unfortunately, some furnaces, we know where the cracks appear because they have a consistency of cracking in the same place.
Yeah.
Or I know there's some that will pop what we call rivets, mm-hmm. which are supposed to hold the two pieces of the heat exchanger together, mm-hmm. but then they pop off, usually yep. lay in the bottom, mm-hmm. so very quickly we can spot that.
Yep.
And then that allows the combustion gases to get into the air that's now being blown into your home. So when we see that, and we say you have a cracked heat exchanger and we've got it infracted, people say, well, can't you just leave it on? Mm-hmm. And why can't we do that?
Well, safety, right? The last thing you want in your house is carbon monoxide. You should have zero parts. You should have a detector on every level, close to every bedroom throughout that house, just because you can't smell it, you can't see it. It's a deadly killer. So one of the most important checks that we do on that maintenance is, obviously, like I said earlier, checking that visually heat exchanger, making sure it's in good condition, and then we use a tool called a combustion analyzer in the exhaust to make sure it's burning properly. So there's a secondary heat exchanger in that furnace. So just it can't be seen what kind of condition it's in unless we use that combustion analyzer to test it.
And it will tell you the products that are in the flue
correct,
gas, yeah. and if they're low
or is too it a high, or too high, right? So yeah. if you got water backing up, because they can break down, that instead of having 50 parts, because you'll always have carbon monoxide in the exhaust, but if you had 50 parts, but if it starts failing, you could have 200 parts. And if we're checking it annually and we're seeing that, we could say, hey, just so you know, you may want to start saving for a furnace, because you're not going to want to change a heat exchanger, but it's on its way out.
Well, we've got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So you are listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752, or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Before the break, we were talking about heat exchangers, and we're coming in to what I call our busy season on heat exchangers, where we're checking them out. But this is also why we say have a maintenance done before the cold weather.
Yep.
It's you know, people say, well, I'm not going to use my furnace for 2 months. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Let's check it, make sure everything's safe. Heat exchanger's not cracked, because if it is cracked, you have time to buy a new one.
Yep.
If it is December and we go out and check it and it's cracked, you got hours or days to buy a new one. Mm-hmm. because we have to shut the gas off at that point.
Yep.
So anytime we find a safety problem, what's our licenses tell us we have to do?
Well, we need to protect our customers, you know, any homeowners, anybody in that building, and then just under our licenses, that's, you know, one of our jobs is, you know, we're liable to check those things and make sure that we're doing our jobs and keeping people safe.
And so there's two infractions, we call it an A and a B.
Yep.
What's the difference between the two?
A is a cracked heat exchanger, for example, or I've seen it before on a, you know, an older furnace back in the day that used to use plumbing pipe for the venting. I've seen it cracked right off in the house. So when you have a hazard that's immediate and needs to be fixed because it's, you know, already present, it's you shut the gas off to that appliance or appliances that it's affected by. A B tag is you have 42 days to fix that. So if it's something minor that can be fixed and you come back with a part, or, you know, if you wanted to replace the furnace, if it's, you know, on its way out but not an immediate safety hazard, then we can put a B tag on it, and then it buys you some time to make that decision.
So it can be, we can see, you know, I'll talk about a water heater, what we call a conventional, that usually will have a 4-inch vent that will go off the top of it and run to a chimney. Mm-hmm. And we could see that venting is corroding.
Yep.
But does not have holes in it.
Yep.
If it's got holes in it, carbon monoxide's coming into the home, we got to A-tag it, shut it off. Mm-hmm. If we just see the corrosion happening, but it hasn't put a hole in it, we then can give that B-tag and say, now you've got 42 days to get this repaired.
Right.
Now, what if they say, forget it, Peter doesn't know what he's talking about, and they decide they're not going to do it? Then what happens?
Well, if it's B tagged in that scenario, then, you know, if you wanted to have another company do a second opinion, or you know, us do a second opinion for whatever reason, then another tech could clear that tag, but that responsibility and liability would fall on that other company. But that's not the right thing to do. Like, that B tag is meant in place to fix that hazard that's going to be present down the road in the near future.
And when we infract it, we have to notify the supplier. So in this area, it's Enbridge.
Yep.
In most cases, or it can be NRG in Elmer area. And I think they got bought out by somebody. I'm trying to think of who. But they it can be, or Superior Propane or anything like that. Dollar Carnes, you know, if it was their propane supplier at that point. And if you don't fix it in 42 days, what's going to happen?
Well, they're going to come out and they're going to shut the gas off to your house, right? Because so now, instead of just that water heater not working, now you have your furnace and everything else, the whole gas gets shut off to the house just until it's corrected.
And they're doing that, you know, so that people don't ignore this. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, I got 42 days, and all of a sudden the month goes by pretty quick.
Yeah.
And they need, you know, we get a lot of calls on 41 days saying, oh, can you come out and fix this now?
Yeah.
And we may have to order parts.
Yeah.
We may have the stuff in stock. But when you get these infractions, it's something you definitely have to react on.
And, mm-hmm.
and you know, unfortunately, our license say we have to notify the supplier of the fuel to the home immediately, which means we have to call them into a special line, and then we have to fax or email now the infraction notice. Mm-hmm. Within 24 hours as well.
Yeah.
If someone says to me, well, when you walk out this door, I'm going to turn gas back on.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to also be communicated to that fuel supplier, and they may make the decision to come out and turn the gas off and lock the meter, which then nobody can unlock that meter except the fuel supplier.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's not to be mean. It's not to say, hey, I got more power than you. But it is also to say, if you're not going to take your safety seriously, then we will, by locking off that meter or having the utility lock off the meter. And so we don't want to infract or tag any customer.
No, it's definitely probably the worst part of my job is having that conversation. But at the same time, I've had so many experiences with finding a crack or, you know, even CO in the home, and the customers have just been so thankful that I've caught it before anything major has happened.
Yeah, and when I get the phone call that they're upset, I say, so do you want us to just let you pass away?
Yeah.
What's your family going to think at that point? Mm-hmm. What's your lawyer now going to call me about?
Yeah.
So I said, you know, no, we can't just leave it. It has to get taken care of. Mm-hmm. And again, I hound maintenance. We can catch all this stuff ahead of time if you just allow us to come out and maintain your equipment. Yeah. So, you know, go to our website, peterinch.ca, click on the maintenance tab, and we have our inch plans there, level one, level two, and level three. And it explains everything that's covered, the cost, and get those. And if you're not sure, book a tune-up, we call it. We'll come out to the home, or you'll come out to the home, not me.
Yeah.
And then you'll talk to them about our plans
and
what's available with them.
Mm-hmm.
So what's covered in that inch care? What's that plan do?
Well, the big thing on that level one inch care plan is that's for equipment out of warranty. So we try to, you know, maintain that piece of equipment as best as possible, but, you know, for whatever reason, you know, if something were to happen, we give you a discount on repairs, as long as that's the, you know, the route that makes sense to go. So you get the 15% off on parts and labor, and then the big one to me is priority service. So whether it's during the day, throughout the week, or, you know, after five throughout the week, or Saturday, Sunday, we always have a technician on call, but you do get that priority service and discounts on the repairs. But again, like Peter, like you had said, just maintaining that piece of equipment is the best thing you can do to even prevent those repairs from even happening. So
And then our Inch Protect, which is our level two, what's it cover, or how's it?
So if there's a manufacturer warranty, we can get the part covered through Lennox, Carrier, whatever manufacturer you have. But the level two, we decide if it qualifies, we will match the labor. So any repairs you have will be covered by us at no charge.
Right. So parts are covered by the manufacturer.
Yep.
Labor is covered by the Inch Protect.
Yep.
It also includes a maintenance with it.
Yep.
That we'll come out and do a maintenance, and that's part of the Inch Protect.
Yep.
Now, we need to have either some manufacturers, we can look it up in an app and see if there's warranty.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, we need you to have the registration.
Yep.
Or we're going to fall back to what I call the minimum warranty, which is 5 years.
Yep.
And if you say, no, it's got 10, and we say, well, your product's 6 years old, you can't prove to me it's got 10, then we're going back to 5. So you're not qualified for the Inch Protect.
Yep.
So our next level, the Inch Ultimate Protection, they could qualify for that.
Yeah.
And what's that?
So the Inch Protect, the level three, it is a, so when we install a new piece of equipment, we've been installing Carrier, just with the good brand and Carrier, and then, you know, trusting our workmanship, we've decided, you know, everything that we've explained earlier with the priority service and maintaining your equipment, you obviously get, but the big thing is we extend that manufacturer warranty to 12 years. So for 12 years, as long as you have that annually maintained, you're getting both parts and labor covered at no charge, service calls, everything's included under that plan. So I guess it doesn't get any better than that. It's kind of a worry-free plan that everything's included.
So we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We have Brandon Baldwin in with us today. Unfortunately, Mr. Gilbert's on holidays, or should I say, I really appreciate that Mr. Gilbert's on holidays. We have someone with experience in here talking to us, so it's good to have you in. Couple questions that's come in the mailbag is, my air conditioner is not level anymore. Is this a concern? So what do they mean, not level?
Well, your outdoor unit, we do our best, and I'm sure a lot of companies do their best to level the pad that outdoor unit's sitting on. However, unfortunately, with ground movement, especially this year in a drought, like with grounds cracking, you're gonna get soil moving, and that unit could go out of level. So your question there, is it a concern? It can be, for sure. Like it should be level. If anything, it should be very slightly sloped away from the home, just so that the water can drain away from the house. So the biggest concern is you don't want it to get out of hand and it cause damages to that line set or kink anything.
So it can be, if it gets really bad, a couple of inches, let's say.
Yep.
Depending, the line set could be holding the air conditioner up.
Right.
And that's putting a lot of stress on it.
Yeah.
And with the starting and stopping of the compressor, could lead to that line set developing a leak.
Yeah, or like I say, kink in a line set, and you just created a restriction, and there's no quick fix for that. There's you're cutting line set, and it's a good 5-6 hour job to pump down and everything. So
I'm gonna get my 2x4 out, on a rock, and I'm gonna pry down on the stone to lift it up.
Yeah.
So I can put gravel underneath there.
Depending on your stone, you might be able to do that. But
yeah. Now if I. But I'm going to lift it 2 inches higher than normal so that when I set it back down, is that going to hurt the line set when I start doing that?
It could, yep. Yeah, normally it's not advised that you do that. Just so, again, whether it's naturally shifting down or you're prying up on it, kind of two things you don't want to have happen.
Right. So it's, I have seen, or I have told people what they can do is for better terms, put a 2x4 under the stone and get that level, the unit. Now, fill it with gravel all around with your hands, pushing it in and packing it the best you can.
Yep.
And then you can pull out the 2x4, and it should sit there, and now you fill the hole where the 2x4 was. But you can't go higher than level.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you're moving it, if it has sunk really bad and you're moving it back up, you got to be really careful, or call the experts, call us, get us to come out and do that and make sure that we can get it all level for you.
Yep.
So we had another question come in. It says, I need a new thermostat and I hate all the fancy computer ones. So I think they're talking smart thermostats.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a basic thermostat to run my equipment?
Good question. It really depends on your furnace, to be honest. A lot of, with technology, the way it's advancing, a lot of high-end furnaces, if they're a modulating furnace, Lennox, like most manufacturers will have their own, but even Carrier, their Infinity thermostat, it's designed to have an electronic signal to communicate with that furnace and even sometimes the outdoor unit. So by changing that thermostat, as much as you may hate all the techie side of things inside of it, it is really designed to optimize that system operation of dehumidify in the summertime, obviously cooling, fan speeds, and then obviously heating as well. It'll stage that furnace anywhere from 35% to 100% of fire rate. So if you have one of those, and the modulating furnaces, it's not a quick fix, and it doesn't make sense to put in something simple. But if you have an Ecobee or a Nest or something that's just a smart thermostat, then you could replace it to something simpler. But again, the control and the operation of everything isn't quite as it should be.
Now, some of these smart thermostats, I'd say you can dumb them down. You can make them into a simple thermostat and take all that functionability out of the thermostat and control. Now you're paying a lot of money for something that's not going to do what it was meant to do.
Right. And I've whenever I do an install or a service, if I put a new Ecobee in, let's say, I usually will leave in my card and just say, call me. Like, I have one of these at my house, call me, and I can walk you through, because it's an awesome thermostat. It just takes some time to get used to. It's kind of like having a car with all the buttons and gadgets. You yeah. like them once you like, you know, once you get used to them, but it's just that, you know, initial period of, you know, getting used to it and playing with it.
Now, you know, some of us oldies, like myself, remember the old Honeywell round thermostat.
Yep.
Are they still available?
Hard to find. They're not, from a technical side, it's not the best option, right? Any smart thermostat or, you know, digital thermostat, it will have a time delay, which in my mind is a big thing. It'll protect your outdoor unit from blowing a compressor, just protecting your equipment. So, you can still get them, but not recommended.
And they aren't, they're still electronic now. They're not like the old Mercury right. thermostats. Yeah. And should you pull out a Mercury thermostat and you're putting in a new one, do not throw it in the garbage.
No.
Bring it to us or bring it to a heating company, and they should have a recycle pail
yep.
that we put all those thermostats in and ship them back.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want any of that mercury getting into our lakes or into our land. So
yeah.
please, if it has a mercury bulb in it, do not throw it in. And do not cut the mercury bulb out.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring the whole thermostat in. Because right. if you walk in with a mercury bulb, we're probably telling you to walk out.
Yeah.
We don't want any of that mercury leaking into our office or anything like that.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, I keep my home very clean. Could the air in my home still not be clean? The dirt in the air is not coming from what I call a dirty home or a clean home. Now, if you have a big white dog,
yeah.
there's a lot of dirt coming from the big white dog
yeah.
and stuff like that. But it can blow through cracks from a dirty road,
mm-hmm.
you know, road construction going on outside or even two or three blocks away.
Yeah.
And that can blow into a home. So I wouldn't say a clean home or dirty home contributes or can contribute to the dirtiness of the air, but normally it is just coming from the air.
Mm-hmm.
So should they, how can they clean the air?
Either like a filter cabinet upgrade. One thing that we, you know, have always kind of stood behind is APCO, like a UV system. Like it not only, you know, your filter will catch, you know, the big things, but then your APCO, the UV light will actually, you know, clean the air. Doesn't help with dust, but it's an air cleaner. But having your ducts cleaned regularly, you know, 2 to 5 years is kind of the recommendation, unless you got a big white dog, maybe annually, I don't know.
Yeah.
My dog, my little husky, she sheds a lot too, so that's something I need to be looking at this year. So it's just like your furnace maintenance is something yeah. you got to add to that regular maintenance.
And you can upgrade filters, but you have to be careful with that. So if you got a 1-inch filter and let's just say it's a MERV 8,
mm-hmm.
well, I'm going to put in a MERV 13.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to be careful because that's restricting the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dirt that it's going to collect is going to restrict the air.
Yep.
So if you're not handy in changing it mm-hmm. regularly, that's going to stress out the furnace?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Whenever I see a 1-inch cabinet, I can't stress it enough that you just kind of keep the filter simple. Don't get the cheapy where you can see it, you know, see right through it, but, yeah. you know, keep it simple. Don't buy that $50 1-inch filter because it's too restrictive. You're better off saving that $40 per filter and saving towards a better filter cabinet.
And then when we install a new furnace, we're putting in a 5-inch filter cabinet, MERV 11 filter.
Yep.
And in most cases, that's good enough.
Yeah, and that'll last you 6 to 12 months. A lot of people can push it closer to the year, but 6 months for sure, you got a 5-inch filter that'll, you know, give you great filtration and keep your equipment clean and, you know, reduce that dust in the house as well.
Well, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752. We're always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Welcome back. to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We are fortunate to have Brandon Baldwin with us, one of our senior technicians, because Mr. Gilbert decided he was going to rebuild his porch. So we'll see how sore he is next week when he comes back and whether he's got cuts on that soft sales hands. Yeah. You know, he's not used to this hard work. I hope he got out kayaking a couple times. He, and you know, had a couple days off anyways, but I know it was a big job to rebuild that porch.
Yeah, well-deserved time off for sure.
Oh, I don't know if he deserves that. So a question came in. It says, when is the right time to replace a furnace?
Well, the right time is sooner than later. Like, you don't want to be reactive, you want to be a little proactive. So the maintenance is huge. If we've been out a few times and we're giving you know some warnings of heat exchanger, you know, getting worse, or you know, you got a couple components that, you know, could fail, you know, you need to kind of absorb that and just, you know, take our advice, and maybe you don't need to change it this year, but you need to start setting that money aside and preparing that, hey, this could happen. But you don't want to wait until it's minus 20 out, or, you know, till that first, you know, before it gets cold, and then now all of a sudden you got no heat and you're in panic mode.
Yeah, we talk about it, you know, like we've been talking about getting your maintenance done in your furnace, and people going, it's 45 degrees Humidex, mm-hmm. and you're talking about a furnace.
Yep.
You know, it's like me talking, you know, do you have your air conditioner cover clean? Mm-hmm. Do you have it ready? Because we're going to be putting it on in 30 days, and we just want to make sure. And if you don't have one, order it. Don't put that board with a brick on top.
Yep.
You know, let's get the proper cover ordered. But we talk about this all early to prevent that breakdown or buy in the really cold weather.
Yeah.
Because it then is just a panic, mm-hmm. at that point. And you know, it, people, when can you get it in? And they're buying on when it can go in,
yep.
versus the quality of the install and the correct furnace going in.
Right.
And sometimes I just say, you know, you're setting yourself up. Yes, you're going to fix your problem today, mm-hmm. but you're going to carry your problem through for many years after this because it wasn't installed right.
Right.
So you can buy a Cadillac of a furnace, but if they don't install it correctly, it's not a Cadillac anymore. It will be a Chevette.
That first day is important for sure.
And you guys spend a lot of time on setup after it's done. Mm-hmm. You know, we get it put in that, but we spend a good amount of time making sure the gas pressure's right, mm-hmm. making sure the drains are working and all of that, so that there is no callbacks or
yep.
return visits at that point.
Right.
Now, one size fits all?
No, I mean, physically and, you know, heating capacity size, you know, they obviously are a little smaller, a little different, but obviously the big thing is that, you know, the BTUs, the heating capacity out of that furnace, you know, there's no, oh, you had a 50,000 BTU or 60,000 BTU, that's what you're going to get. No, like the proper way to do it is you need to do what's called a heat loss, heat gain calculation, and depending on that calculation, because you might have a furnace that's, you know, 25 years old, but you put in new doors, new windows, insulation in the attic, and all those things will adjust, you know, how much heat loss you have on that structure. So all of our guys are qualified to do those calculations and size that equipment properly.
Now, what if I, you know, because again, you may get surprised at this. You haven't had years to put money aside for it, and now it breaks down and you're saying, hey, mm-hmm. I don't have the money to pay for a new furnace. What options do people have?
Well, one advantage we have over, you know, others is you know, we have options that will fit, you know, pretty well any buyer's needs. So whether you got the cash and you're ready to buy the furnace, you've been prepared, obviously you can pay it out and buy it yourself, you know, through us. You can, if you're having issues and it's kind of a surprise, you weren't prepared to replace that furnace, and to be honest, the air conditioner, they should be done at the same time, you know, for optimum performance. We have, you know, attractive finance options, and then renting as well. So it really just depends on your needs, And we present all three, you know, to every customer on each call.
And then they get to choose what fits into their...
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not us telling, it's us presenting, giving you all the options and then backing away and letting you make that decision, not get your arm behind your back and keep twisting it till you say yes. And, you know, that's what we spend a lot of time on, great customer service here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with our tagline, great service is only an inch away.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend a lot of time on that versus pressure selling
mm-hmm.
or you need to buy today. Now, there is... what we call programs, cool cash from carrier, rebate programs from the government that have timelines.
Yep.
You have to buy it, have it installed by this date for you to get those rebates. Now, rebates usually take 6 to 8 weeks to get,
mm-hmm.
so it isn't like I put it in today and I'm going to get the money tomorrow. There is a length of time it takes to get that money back. But, you know, so those are the only time where there's a pressure if you want that rebate, that we have to get it done. So, now there was a question that came in that said, my basement is completely finished with drywalled ceilings. Do I need to replace the piping to my air conditioner or the venting to my furnace with a new install?
Whenever possible, which is 99.9% of the time is what we try to do, is on your air conditioner, you'll have copper lines that go from a indoor coil above your furnace to your, obviously, your outdoor unit outside your AC. So those copper lines, the refrigerant has changed from R22 to R410A, but whenever possible, those line set has to be changed. So unfortunately, it may mean cutting a 6x12 hole in the ceiling and putting a grill in after, or you get, you know, your drywall guy to come back and do that, but ideally that's what we should try to do on the cooling side. And then on the heating side, we always try to change that venting to the white PVC 636, even if that's what you have. It's getting changed just because we don't know, you know, for sure how that guy did his joints and connections, and it's just got to be, again, a safety thing. It's got to be done and started fresh and new.
And if it's a black ABS, it has to be.
Right.
The code says we must change that.
Yep. I mean, if you have black ABS in your home currently, it's strongly recommended. Again, a maintenance is done and inspected, just because I've seen so many times it's cracked or leaking water. Just there's a reason that they changed that to the white pipe, because of so many issues with it.
Now, our listeners don't know you too well. So you play ball hockey?
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything. I was in a provincials ball hockey tournament with my team at a Tilsonburg there in London last weekend. And in my spare time, two nights ago, I played soccer for Elmer in St. Thomas.
Yeah. And how'd you do in the tournament?
We lost to a really good team out of Toronto.
Yeah.
I think it was like 7-2. They came out flying, scored like 15 seconds in. So it was a heartbreaker because we had a good team. But... Yeah,
was that the provincial?
It was, yeah. So
did that, was that the final game or
that was the semis?
Semi.
So we finished fourth overall out of the 10. But
well, that's not bad in all of Ontario.
Yeah. Well, I think the farthest was Ottawa.
Yeah.
And then there's us and another team from London and Hamilton, a few from Toronto. So
now, where do you play that in the? Was it down at Clarkside Road?
It was at Kinsman. By Cowboys there. Now, most of my ball hockey that I do play is at like Ball Hockey International at Clark Road.
Clark and Hamilton area there.
Yeah.
Outdoors.
Yep. Yeah. No, I enjoy it. Keeps me fit and in shape.
And then in soccer, who's your team there?
It's Elmer FC. I've known most of those guys a long time. With my ACL surgery 2 years ago, I've been taking it easy and only playing part-time this year. But, we ended up winning two nights ago 2-0, and it was I think we're sitting 2 out of 10 teams in that for our season. So,
what position do you play?
Center mid. Yeah. So, lots of running.
Lots of running. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for stepping in for Steve. We greatly appreciate it. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. You can listen to this show or any show by going to peterinch.ca and hitting our podcast button at the top of the homepage. As we say at the shop, life is hard by the yard, buy from Inch, life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.